He kept his word to his 8-year-old grandson.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
A man who worked to restore a river bridge after Hurricane Katrina promised to let his grandson be the first kid to cross over it. After making that promise, he came down with lung cancer and had triple bypass surgery. Doctors said he had 3 months to live. Despite all this, he was determined to keep his promise. So he asked his fellow workers to help him visit the bridge with his grandson. True to his promise, his grandson was the first kid to cross over that bridge. The man said, "I am so glad I was healthy enough to keep my promise." Ancient Joshua had the same attitude when it came to keeping his word. He sent spies to check out the promised land. They told Rahab they would preserve her life and the life of her relatives if she kept their mission a secret, if she placed a scarlet rope in her window, and if she kept her family inside the house. She did as they instructed her. As the soldiers entered the land, Joshua told the two spies to keep their promise. They were to go into Rahab's house and bring her out along with all her relatives, in accordance with their oath to her. The young men went into her house and brought out Rahab, her father, mother, brothers, and all who were with her. They brought them out and put them in a safe place. They kept their promise. The psalmist said, "The person who keeps his promise, even when it hurts, will stand firm forever."
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com